Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
Pack Go 6-8. Baker have a perfect rating.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Green Bay lost at home, Lambeau, to the Buccaneers 34-20. So we have game recap, analysis, and direction. Where should the Packers go with Matt LaFleur, with or without Joe Barry? How are the players going to handle this? Is this season over? We're looking into the draft and more. Packers fans, thank you for tuning in. Let's get into today's episode. Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host. And Packers fans, it has not been easy. But to make things a little better, we're coming to you live from Puerto Rico, part of the United States. We're having an absolute blast. I'm joined here by my co-host, KJ. We're going to be talking the game, the Packers season moving forward. Matt LaFleur, Joe Barry, definitely going to be getting into them and our takes on those two. So we want to welcome in all the listeners from the over 100-plus countries. If you're in Puerto Rico or know someone, tell them to hit us up. Send us a DM, Ike_Packers. We love reading your Packers takes or any take, anything in the community goes. KJ, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Packers fans, it's great to be with you all. Coming to you live from Puerto Rico. We're in San Juan right now. It's a beautiful place. It's really interesting because it's actually part of the United States. So that's what was interesting to me. It's kind of like being in America. It's just very nice. You obviously got the sunny temperatures. It's probably the only thing that can make you happy after the Packers have been dropping the ball. And that's basically what's been going on. No sugarcoating. We've had a golden path to the playoffs. The stars were aligning. We beat the toughest teams in our schedule, only to lose to two very, very mediocre teams. And we let Baker Mayfield get a 158.3 quarterback rating. That is a perfect quarterback rating, if anyone is aware. He put up four TDs, man. I mean, it's just like, it's results-based business, right? There are going to be lots of people trying to nitpick and make excuses, but if we end up missing the playoffs, you're going to look back to this stretch and say, we should have won those games. It's a result-based business. We're 6-8, bro. We should be 8-6. We should be 8-6 and, like, strolling. We should be rolling on all cylinders, firing on all cylinders like a freaking train. We're skidding off the tracks right now, man. Like, we're almost backs against the wall. We got to win out. It's crazy, Packers fans. We got three games left. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be an incredible show. I'm excited. I'm fired up. Let's get into this, Al.
Packers fans, we were wearing our Packers jerseys yesterday, KJ and I, in Puerto Rico, headed to a place to watch the game where someone had given us a tip. And we actually saw some people wearing Packers gear. We made, you know, what ups to them. So the Packers fandom, I mean, even going into the Buccaneers game, there was still hope, right? You lose that game to the Giants. Tons of hope going into the Buccaneers game. We pull up to MGM Grand, Packers fans, where we end up getting a nice lounge to watch the game. And we're thinking about betting on the game. We were thinking about betting on the game.
We never do this.
We never do this.
We were thinking about betting on the game, and the odds were like you threw down 100, or you know, you had to throw down 350. To win 100. So it was terrible odds. Like
terrible odds for the Packers.
Well for me, I was like, I don't feel like throwing my money on something for like, or like throwing down $100 to like $35 upside. Or like
no. So we ended up not, you know, not betting on the game.
It was $50 per chair to sit in this lounge and watch the Packers game. So if you picture yourself in like a foreign place, you know, you got to watch the Packers somehow. We took no chances. We went to the MGM Grand. We walked like 2 miles to get there. It was super fun. On an adventure. But long story short is we didn't end up betting on the Packers. We had a feeling they were going to win, though. Like, walking to the place, we're getting ready to watch the game, just to put you in our shoes.
Optimism was high.
We were saying, go Pack, go to a few fans we saw on the way. And, like,
quickly.
But the confidence was in the place. So I was like, I've never really placed a bet in the Packers, but I would do it right here. Just a money line, just a win. Well, for anyone who's interested in what the specifics were, we didn't end up doing it at the beginning of the game, and things quickly it went back and forth. We thought about doing it when the Packers went down, just because we had this feeling they were going to win the game.
So you know, it was 7-7. You know, it was Packers were actually down at halftime.
13-10. It was pretty close.
So it was close. And Packers fans, I was still believing that Green Bay was going to come back because Jordan Love looked good. He actually played pretty well. He had 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And what I loved was Dontavian Wicks having a tremendous game. And Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft and Wicks were always on the screen making plays. People were talking about Kraft. I mean, Kraft, Cage, the hurdle attempt, epic. I mean, the man's a baller. And so, Packers fans, to me, I saw Aaron Jones not really impact the offense
that was great. What I was going
to
say.
It was good to have him, but, I mean, still, it wasn't like – the offense wasn't the problem. So, I was thinking we were going to pull away.
The offense wasn't the problem.
Torch our defense. I mean, what is going on in the defense?
Yeah, man. I mean, you could argue the offense isn't the problem. We scored 10 points in each half. Like, that's bare minimum. You could argue that's not the problem. Aaron Jones is ineffective. That's the sad takeaway here. This is probably his last year in Green Bay. 13 carries, 53 yards, 4.1 yards a carry, multiple times stuffed. You may remember the goal line stuff early in the first quarter. We fumbled a golden chance right there. I mean, Jordan Love looks good. He is not the problem with Green Bay. He looks to be our quarterback of the future. We look to have some solid pass catchers of the future. Alex mentioned it. You know, the running game, A.J. Dillon broke his thumb. He's out. As bad as his stats may look, he actually impacts games more than Aaron Jones. And then the big problem is the vast underachievement on the defense. Like, the offense is... It's got its own problems, but, like, the defense is a whole other animal. This team overall needs to be just more clutch, man. They need to get it done when it matters.
I've got a question, and I'm going to toss this to Packers Nation and then to you, KJ, because I go back and forth about this, right? I mean, Joe Barry, he clearly needs to go. That I stand firmly on. Fire Joe Barry. Okay. I mean, but here's the thing I wrestle with, Packers fans, is Brian Gutekunst, you know, role in this defense. I mean, this defense has had 9 first-round picks invested in it, and right now we're getting torn apart by Baker Mayfield for a perfect game. It looked like Swiss cheese out there at home in an important game. Our big-time guys that we're paying not showing up in Cage. Right after the game, Packers fans, we then did a little bit of roulette. And just to tell you about roulette, we did 8 spins. It was a little bit of money, and we lost it all pretty much right away. And it's almost seeming like, Cage, the Packers are just missing on these picks. Or do you really think a defensive coordinator is going to make change here?
I mean, bro, it's like it's the coach and the defensive coordinator. We talked about it last week. Pretty harsh words from Matt LaFleur. He's not respected. He's not feared. He may be likable, but how likable are you when you're fumbling games like this? You're not likable. So he's really got none of those things going for him as a leader right now. Jordan Love is a great leader. We have individual pieces on this defense, but the unit itself is playing so atrocious. The Packers have to do something. We really have to do something. Our season is still hopeful. We have the Panthers coming up. That's Bryce Young. Sadly, that's a trap game. Like, the Panthers, I feel like they could win more than one game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they might be 2 wins and 15 losses or 3 wins and 14 losses.
They may not have anything to play for, my man.
They better not get a win against us. We have to beat them. Then we have the Vikings. They're rolling right now, man. Their season is what we should be doing. And the Bears, who they fumbled a chance. The Bears almost have an identical record to the Packers if they wouldn't have lost that last game. None of those games are gimmies. They all have individual reasons, like intangible reasons.
Did the Bears lose to the Browns?
I think the Bears lost last minute. Let me just do a quick check on that for Packers fans. Bears, last minute. Let's see.
6-8?
They did lose to the Browns 20-17.
So wow,
the
Bears Flacco.
Are 5-9. The Browns are doing okay. But, yeah, I mean,
here's where I'm just thinking is that the unit, Cage, almost needs a leader. It clearly does. Like, that's where free agents looking at Packers fans realistically is we got to go out there and sign a defensive leader on this team. A little bit of the Dolphins game was going on, and they made a move for Bradley Chubb. He was eating up the Jets' poor offensive line. Packers, man, I feel like you got to have a better front 7, but we've invested so much up there. It just breaks my heart. It's like you got to put the money the picks elsewhere, KJ, at a certain point. Well,
Alex and I were talking. I mean, no, man, you got to improve your unit at all costs. Like that's the problem. Alex and I were talking. Devondre Campbell's got to go. Sadly, Eric Stokes looks like a bust. Maybe a new defensive coordinator can get something out of him. He's a super athlete. Devondre Campbell, he's got to go. You take his money off the books. Kenny Clark, he had 2 sacks, so I guess he has 6.5 sacks in the year. That is okay.
Hollow.
Very, very hollow stats. Who else could you maybe get some money back from? Preston Smith, like, probably got to get some money back from him. I mean, Jair, bro. Then there's, would you trade Jair for a first-round pick?
Would I trade Jair Alexander for a first-round pick? I'm not.
Yes?
I would say on this, as of now, no.
No, you would not?
I would not. And the reason would be, Packers fans, is it seems like the team choked these last 2 games regardless of Jair. And right. I'm not trying to jettison an elite corner if he can come back healthy next season. Like it's a different situation now that the Packers are 6-8 than when they were 6-6. Like at 6-8, this may be it, Cage. I mean, we lost control of our own destiny. I think Packers fans, that's where probably a lot of people were so disappointed, is you come off the back of a Chiefs win, a Lions win, and then you can't get it done against the Giants, who dropped the egg. They had nothing going for them. I forgot who they played, Cage, but that game was going on near the Saints. The Saints pummeled the Giants, and it's just like the Packers should have been doing that. Man, let's look at LaFleur. Would you fire Matt LaFleur?
Bro, the Packers are a mess. Matt LaFleur, I've said it ad nauseum, he's not the coach. It's almost like we need to fire him. Do you fire him now or do you fire him later? We've asked Packers fans many, many times. Packers fans, what is your take on Matt LaFleur? Could you write us in your DM? That is something I would love to hear, where the fans truly are, because I'm not trying to, like, I want to hear where you're at. Are you like, no, I don't believe Matt LaFleur is the problem. This is clearly, like, one side of the football. Like, there are a lot of fans who might feel that way. So if you have a take on Matt LaFleur, good or bad, I want to hear, like, where you stand. Because I know there's a lot of fans who are in his corner for a long time, but they're kind of flipping. And vice versa, even. Like, where are you? That's what we want to know. I don't know, man. I don't think he's the guy. I listed off those reasons. He doesn't inspire fear. He doesn't inspire respect. He's not exactly likable when he's dropping excruciating missed opportunities. This team has been underachieving. Like, whether it's the playoff pass at the tail end of Rodgers' career, we had it set up when he was there, or right now, we couldn't have asked for the stars to align better in Jordan Love's rookie season, frankly. And we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot, like, game after game after game. Packers fans, you know this. I mean, like, even like the most optimistic fans, how do you stay this positive? It's crazy, man. Like, all these close losses. You have the Falcons, week 2. We lost that game by 1 point. Then you have the Lions. We got pummeled there. The Raiders, we lost that one by 4 points. We never should have lost the Raiders. We lost the Broncos by 3 points. Never should have lost the Broncos. We lost the Steelers by 4 points. Never should have lost the Steelers. We lost the Giants by 2 points. Never should have lost the Giants. And then we lost the Buccaneers yesterday by 14. Never should have lost the Buccaneers. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 losses, you could argue that the Packers should have wins. We've had 2 definitive losses on the year, and that's basically versus the Vikings and versus the Lions. Well, every single other game, and versus the Buccaneers, frankly, but every single other game, we've been, like, right there, man. And it's so, that's coaching. That's at the margins. You got to be a guy. All of the details. Matt LaFleur doesn't know what's going on.
And all those teams you mentioned do not have a quarterback like Jay Love. You know, maybe Broncos do with Russell Wilson now, but if you're talking about just the teams you mentioned, the Packers are in the mix now at 6-8. There's a ton of teams that are actually ahead of us in the wild card standings, where you have to ask yourself, are the Packers really that good? And the offense is young, but Packers, it's crazy because it hasn't even been the offenses that's the problem this year. You can look at the Packers squad, say the offense is young. But truly, the defense, if it was freaking, like, half as good, Cage, or, like just times 2, man, this team would be right there in the playoff hunt, scaring people. It makes me really wonder about what the Packers envision. Like Jordan Love has been established as the QB of the future. I think that's Matt LaFleur's like
lifeline.
Reason why you could have kept him these 3 years. When I wanted the change was 3 years ago, and I understand that, you know, Jordan Love was a huge part of keeping him, but at this point, it's like, man, this year was right there again for Green Bay, and it just seemed to be slipping out cage. Why don't you just looking at that next game, the Panthers? You said it's a trap game. Do you think Green Bay is going to win, or what's your prediction?
I think we're going to win just because this is like a must-win game, but we have a 70% chance to win. Panthers have 30%. It's on the road. Bryce Young, 9 TDs, 9 picks. He could pull some magic out the hat if Baker Mayfield can. Then they have, like, Adam Thielen. You know, on defense, they have Brian Burns. I'm just quick pulling up their stats here, see what their team looks like a little bit. On offense, they have Chuba Hubbard. He's their main running back. They have DJ Chark on defense. On offense, he's a receiver. Derrick Brown's one to watch. He's a good defensive lineman. Brian Burns basically has 6 sacks. It's funny because I'm reading this in Spanish right now because we're in Puerto Rico, so everything's in Spanish, so I'm trying to just do my best here. Yeah, Brian Burns having a down year. Derrick Brown, is he having a good year? I don't know. They probably should have sold high on Brian Burns. They were offered 2 first-round picks last year at the deadline. They should have taken that.
Wow.
They don't have any first-round picks this year. Yeah, the Packers better win this game. We got to take it one game at a time. We could talk about the Bears and the Vikings. It's just so frustrating. We got to take it one game at a time. Let's look at the team stats. I want to see.
SK just pulling up that. I have a comment. 6-8, right? That makes it so much harder because you're looking at almost a. This is like a easy of a sleeper game you're getting. You're getting the worst team in the pro football.
Panthers have the 30th ranked offense.
You're getting the 30th ranked offense this week, and you're probably getting a bottom 5 defense, right, Cage?
Let's see what the defense checks in. They never is quite as bad. They have the 3rd overall defense in the NFL, but they give up a lot of points. They're actually a bottom 4 defense. They give up the 28th most points, but they have the 3rd most stingiest defense in relation to yards a game. That's catastrophic.
That means the offense is turning the ball over a lot, bro.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
So Alex. Packers can try and get some turnovers, try and get something going. But, you know, that's why if you win one of these two against the Buccaneers
or the
Giants, Panthers you're okay here because you can go 8-7, Cage.
They're 28th or 26th in turnover margin at -6 in 14 games. So we got to get turnovers out of them. You know, they let's see how many picks they have. They've given away only 9 picks. Is that really true? Wow, they've only given away 9 picks, but how many fumbles have they given away? Let's see. They've only given away 8 fumbles. They don't give the ball away a ton. I got to give Bryce Young credit on that one. Yeah, the Panthers, they're not great in turnover margin. They don't take it away as much, but we just got to win this game. It keeps coming back to that.
Look at the stats, man. This team is... Come on, Packers. This could be the nail in the coffin.
I got some interesting stats for you. Aaron Jones, season total rushing yards, 298 with a 3.8 yards per carry average and a long run of 20 yards.
It's the end. I said it last pod. It's like, in Packers fans, I was raising this question too. It may be time we turn over both running backs. Dylan's got the broken thumb. He showed some signs of it, you know.
You want to pull for him, man. You want to
pull for him. But at the end of the day, if you're being realistic, let's move him on from both. Let's get maybe a draft pick, right, Cage? Draft a running back. Go out and sign a guy for really cheap. It's hard to really say we've had much consistency at that position. We've gone from positions of strength at both cornerback and running back entering the year and offensive line. I thought the OL was going to be good, Cage. And all 3 of those have just kind of really lacked, including the run defense. There's holes all around on this team. I think a lot of it stems from heart, though. Like, the more you buckle it down, is the talent isn't so depleted, right? There was that nice strip sack in the first half. There's plays, there's moments.
It's five sacks and they still had a perfect quarterback rating. Like, how does that happen?
It means there's no cohesion. There's no, like, inspiration. Almost like the guys are throwing in the towel booking their vacations too soon. Let us know what you think, Packers fans. It seems like the guys are checking out on LaFleur. Just the leadership is just not there for him. Time to turn over. And if that's where trading Jair is part of your strategy in the turnover, of trading, you know, kind of starting would fresh you, with Love you as your trade, main leader,
yeah, would you trade
I understand that.
Pick?
Because if you want to make Love the main leader, but maybe not yet, right? Like, maybe not yet.
Well, guess who leads the league in sacks? It's T.J. Watt. He's got 16 sacks in 4 games. Danielle Hunter is 15.5 sacks in 14 games. He's on the Vikings, Packers fans. Khalil Mack, another one of these guys who has had for, you know, second-round pick, I believe they got him back to the Chargers for. 15 sacks in 14 games. You have Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, 15 sacks in 14 games. Josh Allen on the Jags, 13.5 and 14. Max Crosby, 13.5 and 14. Miles Garrett, 13 and 14. And then you have at 8th in the league, Montez Sweat, 12.5 and 14 games. Like, Packers fans are trying to clown the Bears. They got a top 10 pass rusher. I mean, what more can you say? We got to get our own house in order. That's the whole point of my point. Like, we have to get our own house in order. Rashawn Gary is 19th. So if we clown the Bears for Montez Sweat, what does that make us? Don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Don't be that person. Like, the stats don't support your argument. Rashawn Gary is 19th in the league with 19, or excuse me, he's got 9 sacks in 14 games. Montez Sweat has 12.5. So he's got, you know, more than 40% more than Rashawn Gary. Let's see where tackles for loss comes into the league. Danielle Hunter leads the league in tackles for loss.
Wow.
Oh, man. I mean, Packers don't have a single player in the top 50, brother. Kenny Clark has 8 tackles for loss. He's 54th in the league. What a...
We're not having those negative plays. That's been another problem, another indictment on Joe Barry. Let's get this man out of here. He can't get negative plays, Cage. And when he does get a negative play, you tweeted it off yesterday, they give up a 20-yard play on the next pass.
Well, guess who leads the Packers in interceptions?
Rudy.
Rudy Ford with 2 interceptions. Packers fans, is that good enough? Because I don't think it is.
No.
Man... I mean, this team needs to get better in so many areas. Like, it's tough. It's tough, Packers.
It's tough on your Packers fans. Puerto Rico's keeping our spirits a lot better than they would be if we were back home. We want to shout out to all of you right now because...
Shout out to all the Packers fans out there. Just, I mean, the Packers don't even have a top... don't even have a top 50, we have a top 35 rusher. AJ Dillon's 35th in the league.
All right.
So that means there's 32 teams, Packers fans. Our top rusher is 35th. What does that make us?
Turn them over.
Let's get new running backs. We have below, like, I mean, it's just simply not good enough. Like, you look in the details of this team.
That's the funny part, Packers fans. There's the eye product, like what you see on your eyes. It doesn't look good, right? It's atrocious. And then there's the details, and the details are atrocious as well.
What is Love? Let's see what Love is ranking in the league.
Bro, like, Love looks great. Love is actually 5th in the league in touchdown passes. He's tied with Patrick Mahomes in touchdown passes. They both have 25 touchdown passes. He's 5th in the NFL in picks, though. The only players with more picks than Jordan Love, Jordan Love has 11 picks, are Mac Jones with 12, Patrick Mahomes with 13, Josh Allen with 14, and Sam Howell with 15. In terms of yards per game, Jordan Love actually ranks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So he's 16th in the league in yards a game. He's not lighting up the field. In terms of completion percentage, he ranks, he's not quite super accurate. He's actually ranking 24th.
But in general, I mean, yeah, Jordan Love
quarterback
is not
rating,
the problem.
Quarterback rating, he's 18th. In QBR, he's 13th.
So we could do a heck of a lot worse given his salary, right, Packers fans? If you look at what is Jair Alexander giving you for the $21 million, what is David Bakhtiari giving you for his $26 million?
Ooh.
What is Devondre Campbell giving you for his $12.5 million? They're giving you less than what Jordan Love's giving you for like his $7 million, $8 million as a first round pick, fourth year in the league. We got him next year as well. Or actually, he might be on his option year this year. Either way, he's given us solid value, and he's not the problem. He's proven he can be clutch, man. Like yesterday, he had 2 TDs, 0 picks, 111 quarterback rating, but his team let him down.
Okay, here's a question, Cage. And just don't say best player available. We're looking at the holes in the team. If you were to take the draft pick, because you said I think the Packers right now would have the 10th overall pick, what mm-hmm. is that top position you would look at?
Mm.
You got the 10th pick. Where are you looking first?
The Packers right now have the 11th overall pick.
Okay, 11th overall pick. Where are you looking first?
Where am I looking first? I don't want Packers fans to hate me if I say the defense. I think you got to look at the offensive line. I think you otherwise have to look at the defense. Luckily, like running backs, you can get them super late or undrafted or free agency on the dirt. Like, what if we brought back Jamal Williams on a, like a 1 year, $2 million deal? It'd be phenomenal value, man. And oh, then yeah. you draft a guy, right? I would honestly look at the defense. You know, like, get a freaking defensive lineman. Get a great linebacker. Like, keep stacking pass rushers. Get another corner if you need one. If you can get a top defense, we have a lot of talented youngsters on this offense. And I think I'm in favor of stacking the offensive line, too. But, yeah, let's see. Let's see. NFL 2024.
Here's where I might be going counter-narrative, Packers fans. I'm looking offensive weapon now. This is the time, right? We've got a decent crop of guys around Jordan Love, right? We've got really good, you know, young receivers, right? But this would be the time to put the offense over the top.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even be opposed, Cage. There's no probably running back prospects this year in the top 12, is there?
No, man.
So,
some of the top running back prospects are Trayvon Henderson for Ohio State. He's actually a beast.
You could take Blake Corman like the third round or something like that.
Yeah.
From Michigan. And let's look at like receivers.
Offensive tackle, you know, you got about 6-7 guys in the top 32. You got Joe Alt at number 5 from Notre Dame. You got this Oyumiyowa Fashanu from Penn State. J.C. Latham from Alabama, he's at 14. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia, he's 20th. Talis Fuaga from Oregon State, 21st. Graham Barton, 28th from Duke. Troy Fentanu from Washington is 32nd.
Seems like there's some decent tackles.
Then you got the interior offensive linemen. Not a lot of good ones because they say the number one interior offensive lineman, so a guard or center, is the Cedric Van Pran from Georgia. Number two is Zach. He's 69th on the big board. Number two is Zach Frazier. He's 76th. Number three, he's from West Virginia. Number three is Jackson Powers Johnson. Who are
receivers?
Receivers. We'll go to receivers, Packers fans. There are basically 5 projected in the first round. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's number one on the big board. Malik Nabers from LSU, he's 4th. Rome Adunze from Washington, he's 13th. Keon Coleman, he transferred from Michigan State to Florida State, he's 15th. And you got Emeka Abuka from Ohio State. I don't think he's that good, to be honest. He's kind of overrated. You got a bunch of guys in the second round in the 30s. 2 guys from Texas, Adonai Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, Xavier Legit from South Carolina. I always like those fast South Carolina receivers, like Dabo Samuel, for example.
The
Packers are probably going to have the pick. Right now, the Jets pick is at 38th overall, so we could grab one of these receivers right here. And then, like, let's say you look at, like 10th, 11th overall. You got Laiti Latu, an edge rusher from UCLA. Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback from Bama. Jared Verse, edge rusher from Florida State. Roma Duncey, he's in our range, too. Keon Coleman's in a range. Jerzon Newton from Illinois.
That guy's a beast.
He's a good player.
Jerzon Newton would be a beast. Take him from Illinois.
Yeah. Man.
He's a gamer. Packers really just need some mean players. Like, it's like, we let two soft teams, Kate. We let Baker Mayfield walk all over us. I don't want to call Buccaneers soft. They're not soft. But if you got Baker and he's beating you, you're not in the top tier of football. He's kind of like the threshold. He's a good leader. He's a good winner. And, you know, he had a great game. But, man, that's painful. That is extremely painful. Credit to Baker for staying in the league this long, playing hard. Packers have a lot of questions. If you have a question for the podcast, feel free to write us in. We always love reading those. Cage, I think, you know, final thoughts. We're headed into this Panthers game. I predict a win, which is going to be painful, that we're going to be 7-8, and we're going to be looking back at these last two losses, wondering how we're not above 500 right now, controlling our own destiny. Mm-hmm. But this is where we're going to be. We're headed again towards middle land purgatory here for the draft. You saw the prospect list. We'll see how this goes. I'm excited, Packers fans. We want to thank everybody for staying on Ike Packers during the game. The tweeting is electric, as always.
Keep writing us in your take, Packers fans. If you're listening right now, just write us in a take. I want to hear what the streets are saying. I want to hear what Packers Nation's saying from the ground level.
Yep. Let's hear what the streets are saying, and let's have a good time do it. Thank you again for tuning in. If you like today's show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Text it to a friend.
That's the number one way you can help us grow. We'll be out here, and we'll catch you next time. Take care. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go forever.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers Podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go Pack Go. Go Pack Go. The label, yeah, I need you to be free.
know he wasn't fair. Yeah, yeah, I was always there. Yeah, yeah, I swear I got you.